officials in Louisiana on Tuesday declined to charge two Baton Rouge police officers in the fatal shooting of Alton Sterling, one of a series of shootings that prompted nationwide protests in 2016. And our correspondent Clayton Neville is on the phone with us. Clayton, good morning.
Jack, good morning. That's right. No charges brought in Louisiana yesterday, and this didn't surprise the family of Alton Sterling. Of course, they are calling for charges. They were before yesterday, and they still are. In fact, they're calling for change in leadership in Baton Rouge. But family members of Sterling did come out and say they didn't expect anything to happen. They said that they referred to it as a lack of courage. They said they haven't seen courage from law enforcement since this happened or before this happened, and they didn't expect to see it yesterday.
Now, when this happened, as I understand it, a loaded .38 caliber handgun was found in his right pocket. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, that's right. He was outside of a convenience store selling homemade CDs. There was a confrontation with two officers. One held him on the ground. The other fired his weapon. The other officer did not, and Sterling was shot and killed. Federal investigators reviewed this. There were no federal charges brought, and 11 months later, yesterday, there were no criminal charges brought either. And the state attorney general came out yesterday, Jeff Landry, and said that there were all types of investigators looking at this, and they simply did not find anything criminal. Now, whether or not these officers violated department policy, that was not up to the state attorney general's office, and that's something that the Baton Rouge Police Department will continue to look at. In fact, the police chief there says that they will look at that this week. There's supposed to be four more videos, some dash cam videos, some body cam videos that will come out of this incident. They're going to review their policy. So it is possible that these officers could lose their jobs, but we know now that they're not going to be charged criminally.
Now, is anything going on in terms of protests in the streets or that kind of thing?
Well, nothing like what's going on in Sacramento, and of course we have heard a lot of people in Baton Rouge that have been out. Yesterday they were out and about after this announcement was made, but only handfuls of people, not even 100 people were out yesterday. His family held a press conference yesterday, and they are outraged, but I think now that this has been a year or so and 11 months since there were no federal charges, people, instead of marching and things like that, have just decided that they're going to take their action to the polls, is what some of the people said yesterday. If they have to vote some of this leadership out of Louisiana, they will. They want the Baton Rouge mayor out. They want a change in the police department. And I heard from one of Sterling's family members yesterday that said, we don't need burning of cars in the streets or anything like that. What we need is burning hearts. That's what she said. We need people with a passion for change to go to the polls and to make a difference. And so that's what his family is calling for. They obviously felt like there should have been charges here, but there have been investigators locally and federally now that just didn't see anything there.
Correspondent Clayton Neville, thank you very much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks.